I'm Catherine Beek following breaking news here on Newsy. The Pentagon says a number of U.S. service members were killed and injured in today's attacks on Kabul's international airport. U.S. officials believe the Islamic State group is behind the bombings. The Pentagon says the explosion at Abbey Gate earlier today was a complex attack involving a car bomb and small arms fire. The State Department now telling Americans to leave the airport and warning others not to travel there over the threats of terror attacks. The bombings come as the U.S. and allies race to get citizens and at-risk Afghans out of the country ahead of Tuesday's deadline. Senator Lindsey Graham, who has criticized the withdrawal plan, tweeting, quote, "I urge the Biden administration to reestablish our presence in Bagram as an alternative to the Kabul airport so that we do not leave our fellow citizens and thousands of Afghan allies behind. It is not a capability problem, but a problem of will." I asked foreign policy expert Michael O'Hanlon with the Brookings Institute whether this attack will lead to the U.S. keeping troops in Afghanistan past Tuesday. Here's his take.
I worry that this attack may drive him out even sooner than originally forecast. But he's going to have to decide, does the danger of leaving early and leaving a lot of Americans behind, not to mention friends of America, does that danger outweigh the risk of having a couple more of these kinds of attacks if we stay another 6 days, 10 days, 20 days. So I think he's got one of the hardest choices he's had throughout this entire crisis right now. I think this is a reason, frankly, to get away from the whole notion of deadlines altogether and to think about what we can do to protect our own people and our friends. It may extend the deadline, in my judgment. But of course, if we have more concern for more threats like this, that's going to be a powerful argument in favor of trying to get out. I just don't think we want to be seen as running away from Afghanistan because ISIS carries out an attack. So that's the dilemma President Biden now has.
Coming up next hour, we'll have a live update from a reporter in Islamabad. And we expect to hear from officials at the Pentagon and the State Department this afternoon. We'll bring you their updates live and have more insight from national security experts about what this could mean for the U.S. mission in Afghanistan throughout the day and on Newsy tonight at 7 Eastern. Stay with us.